Russia's ambassador to the UK has condemned Britain's Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson for comparing this year's Football World Cup to Adolf Hitler's Berlin Olympics. Speaking at a press conference in London, Alexander Yakovenko accused Britain of insulting the Russian people and providing no evidence that his country was behind the poisoning of Sergei and Yulia Skripal earlier this month. Meanwhile, the British Prime Minister, Theresa May, is in Brussels, where she's trying to convince EU leaders to back the UK's position that Russia is to blame for the attack on the former spy and his daughter. Europe correspondent Steve Kinnane reports.
It was the kind of press conference that Vladimir Putin never gives. Russia's ambassador to the UK, Alexander Yakovenko, took tough questions from British journalists for close to an hour. At times, he even cracked jokes. But he bristled when responding to Boris Johnson's suggestion that Vladimir Putin would glory in this year's Football World Cup in a similar way to Adolf Hitler at the Berlin Olympics.
The British government is free to make a decision about its participation in the World Cup. But nobody has the right to insult the Russian people who defeated Nazism and lost more than 25 million people by comparing our country to Nazi Germany.
The ambassador made the case that Britain could not be trusted to get to the bottom of who poisoned Sergei and Yulia Skripal. He said the UK had a history of violating international law and misleading the international community. He claimed the British media had waged an hysterical campaign against Russia and accused Prime Minister Theresa May of failing to provide any evidence that his country was behind the attack.
She provided no proof of Russia's alleged involvement in the incident and made a conclusion that, as she put it, it was highly likely that Russia was responsible for it. Thus, the British government again built an official position, and I want to stress it, official position on pure assumptions. We cannot accept that.
In Brussels, Theresa May was meeting with her fellow EU leaders. She's hoping to convince all 27 countries to sign a statement backing her government's position that Russia is responsible for the attack.
Russia staged a brazen and reckless attack against the United Kingdom when it attempted the murder of two people on the streets of Salisbury. I'll be raising this issue with my counterparts today because it's clear that the Russian threat does not respect borders. And indeed, the incident in Salisbury was part of a pattern of Russian aggression against Europe and its near neighbours, from the Western Balkans to the Middle East.
18 days after the attack in Salisbury, Sergei and Yulia Skripal remain in a critical condition. Detective Sergeant Nick Bailey, who went to their aid, is no longer in a serious condition. This is Steve Kinnane reporting from London for AM.